I now call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order at 7:32 in the Joe Crowley Student Union Room 317 on the third floor. Let's move into agenda item 2, roll call.
Desimero.
Absent. Excused.
Adams.
Present.
Vitar.
Present.
Gomez.
Present.
Hickman.
Present.
McNeil.
Tardy. Excused.
Raquel.
Present.
Wayne.
Present.
Aquam is present.
Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 4, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. Action 1, the commission will hear the following remittance request for the Fall 1 funding period. Is Tau Kappa Epsilon here? No. Moving to action 2, the commission will hear the following operations funding request. Is American Nuclear Society here? Cool. Can we have you guys, can you mind if they just...
Can I have the jack?
That's fine, if you want to do that.
All right.
It's you too. Can we have your names and positions in the organization?
My name is Eli Trimble, proxy for the president.
Yeah.
My name is Paul Dory, treasurer.
Cool, I got the proxy email. Are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
No.
Fantastic. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your application?
Okay, so we're asking for an operations request for pizza for an internship workshop we're hosting this month. We're expecting about 20 or 25 attendees, and it's to spread the word on national labs, nuclear utilities, Department of Homeland Security opportunities that students might not otherwise hear about, and to polish their resumes.
We are also using it as a recruitment event.
Who reviewed this application? Mr. Adams?
I did. It looked great.
Thank you.
Commissioner Adams?
I move to approve American Nuclear Society's operations funding application for the amount of $60.
Is there a second? Commissioner Gomez? Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations. I now pass the gavel to Commissioner Wang.
Accept.
I recuse myself.
Okay, is Pac Scholarship here? Cool. Hi, can you guys please state your name and position?
My name is Javier. Your name is Andrew Kessler. Brandon Cruz and the treasurer.
Okay. Are you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials? Can you guys tell us a little bit about your app? It's for $216.
Yeah, so the application of $216 will go towards funding our website that we're making for the club.
Okay. Commissioner Gomez?
I was the one to review this application and it looked good.
Cool. Do you have something else to say?
Yeah. I move to approve PAC Scholar Speaks Operation Funding Application in the amount of $216.
Commissioner Adams seconded. And we'll move on to discussion. Is there any discussion? Cool. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion passes. Congratulations, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Just talk to Garrett for you. Do you mind grabbing Assistant Director Vitar, please? Assistant Director Picard returned to the table at 7:37. I now pass the gavel to Assistant Director Picard.
I accept.
I mean,
will now move to Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers. You guys want to come grab these two seats?
Sure.
You didn't update these with
names,
right?
What do you mean?
Like, you didn't add the names for them.
Can we have your names and positions in the organization, please?
Yeah. James Yonick, Treasurer.
Paul Doherty, proxy for the President.
One second. Cool, I got your proxy email. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about this application?
This application is for a fundraiser that we'll be hosting next Tuesday and Thursday. It's called I Triple Cheese. It's a quesadilla building. Fundraiser where we're going to sell quesadillas in the out by NSRI.
Who reviewed this application? Commissioner Hickman?
The application looks good. We have to adjust the unit price of one thing because you listed the total price of the unit price, so we'll just do that. And I really appreciate the name of your event.
I'm glad.
So I move to change food item line 7 to unit price of $4.98 for unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. The application is now in the amount of $128.96.
I also move to change food item line 5 to non-food item line 1. Do I have to present again?
No.
Okay, through unanimous consent.
Which item was that, sir?
The portion cups for salsa.
Oh, okay.
You can't eat them.
I can
chew them. Give me one second. Okay. Commissioner Gomez?
There's nothing else. I'd move to approve.
I didn't finish that.
Oh, keep going. Yeah. Is there any dissent to that motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Gomez?
I move to approve IED's operation funding application in the amount of $128.96.
Seconded by Commissioner Adams. Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Wayne.
If I triple E.
I triple E. Thank you.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, you gotta see Jared.
Just had to see you.
Okay, first impression.
Yeah.
Only
in studies. Okay. We'll now move into NSSLHA's operations application. How are you guys doing? Okay, this one. Sorry. Can you give us your name and position in the organization?
I'm Nicole Henriquez, and I'm proxy for the treasurer.
I'm Candace.
Send me that email.
Yeah.
Sorry, should I find it?
On my mouse now, yeah, I'm sorry. I've been in the maze.
Sorry. Cool. Alright, I got your proxy email. Can you tell us a little bit about your application?
So next Friday, we're putting on a grad panel because for speech-language pathologists and audiologists, we have to go get our grad and some doctors. So we're having professors and grad students come give us information about that. It's a necessity for our club.
Who reviewed this application? Commissioner McNeil?
We're going to be taking off the Starbucks gift cards because they didn't realize that they couldn't get them to thank or congratulate people. They're supporting DOCSA for Costco. I already talked to them, and they're fine getting reimbursed with club support funding. So I move to...
We actually wanted to ask that if we could switch it to a different vendor, but we weren't sure.
Yeah. Would it be refunded under our operations, or what would
so
it be
So basically the way it would
with?
Work is, like, you would go and purchase something of your own, and then you would get refunded by club support funding. So you would get a check written out to your name for the entire amount you got approved for, which just wouldn't include tax.
And that comes out of our operations, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as you spend what you put down.
Yeah.
But no tax is reimbursed.
That's right.
So we have to do it out of our own personal funds.
Just because it's Costco.
Okay.
That's like the tricky thing with that is when we switch to work day, we can't do Costco anymore. So
you don't have to use Costco. So if you're approved today, I mean, you can go to any other vendor as long as you buy what you have on here for that given price. Right, for that given price.
And don't go over that. So you can spend less than that.
Spend less.
You can spend like $7 on a pizza.
Okay.
And whatever
so
you don't,
if we go to like Little Caesars instead of Costco.
Yeah.
Okay. And whatever you don't spend will be remitted so in 1 month. So make sure you spend it in that 1 month.
Yeah. So, does that sound okay?
Perfect.
Okay.
No, we just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Commissioner McNeil?
I move to strike non-food item line 1 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner McNeil?
I move to approve Mishla's fall operations application in the amount of $63.73.
Seconded by Commissioner Adams. Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Lynn.
Just so you guys know, you also can get gift cards just in general, regardless of if you're congratulating or thanking, because we would deem them as like petty cash, basically. So if you wanted to like use them as prizes or things like that, you couldn't do that either.
Oh,
really? Just for, like, future reference.
Because they let us do it before and we just filled out that like gift form.
So you can use it with your own money?
Oh, right,
your own
club,
but not with our club.
Yeah, funding. Sorry. That makes sense. Yeah.
Is there any more discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations. Please see Jared before you leave. We'll now move into UNR Winter Sports Club's operations application. How are you guys doing? Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Reed Lambers, president.
Anna Cole, Austin, president.
Who would that email have been sent to?
The
proxy email?
I was told it was
handled.
I'm the president
of
our treasury.
Do you know who
it is? Our treasurer, Perry Schaffner, sent the email. I checked to see if she sent it. She didn't tell me.
I got it.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Can you tell us a little bit about your application?
So our application is for operations tier $1,000 for our, the portion of our team dedicated to red. It covers the registration for the...
This is for the FWQ collegiate tour membership?
Yes, qualifier, yeah.
Perfect. Who reviewed this application?
I did.
Commissioner Raquel.
Would we have to change the quantity to match that 1,000 cap for operations?
No, we just would approve it at that cap.
At 1,000, okay.
Yeah.
Then, everything looks good. Okay.
Have you guys requested funding at all this year?
They have.
No.
Okay.
This is our first one. We also have, we also requested travel here as well.
That you'll, it's going to happen at our funding hearing. You'll get an email from me later on.
Okay,
well,
just want to make sure.
No, no worries. Commissioner Raquel.
So I move to approve UNR Winter Sports Club for the operations tier at an amount of $1,000.
Seconded by Commissioner Hickman. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations, guys. Please see Jared before you leave. We'll now move into Microbiology Club. How you guys doing? Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Austin Esparza, president.
Tyler Turbo, treasurer.
Perfect. Can you tell us a little bit about your application?
So we're requesting funding for a skills development lab for members in our club and from the high schools that are coming in. We are running a lab based on a write-up we wrote from a paper from our parent organization. And we're just, it's a skills development lab. You know, I sent an email with the procedure that we wrote based on it. It's pretty thorough. We developed it from protocols based on professors here. So we actually reduced the price that we were asking for as well.
Okay.
It's now $137.59 instead of, I think it was closer to $180 before.
Okay. We can make those changes if you can let us know while we go through the application.
Okay.
Commissioner Wayne.
So I reviewed this app. Please email me by my deadline because we do have to review these apps before our meeting. And when we have to review it at our meeting, it really delays the progress. So they emailed me today about this, so I actually need to go through and check everything. So
it's fine if you push it back. I didn't send the email fully. I know it's like past the deadline. I know that.
We can do it. It's no problem.
So instead of 20 plates, now you only want 10 plates?
No. That's just the price per pack. It's still
okay, but you still want 2 packs.
Yeah, 2 packs.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay, yeah. Okay. I move to change non-food item line 1 to a quantity of 2 to a unit price of $12.19. Non-food item line 2 to a quantity of 2 to a unit price of $15.80. Non-food item line 3 to a quantity of 2 to a unit price of $33.65. Non-food item line 4 to a quantity 1 unit price $4.31. And then non-food item line 6 to a quantity of 1 at a unit price of $9.95, and strike non-food item line 5 unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Can you say the unit price for non-food item line 6 again?
$9.95. Also, so the future, what unit price basically means is like the pack or like the bundle of things you get. So like if a good example is like if you were buying Costco cucumbers, they come in a set of 3. But you're not going to divide it by the unit price per cucumber. You're going to buy a pack of cucumbers.
No,
does that make sense?
I changed that on the second.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. And, like, I'm always... You can always talk to me, too, to, like, review your apps beforehand and things like that. Or, like, to, like, work through an app with you so that you don't have to, like, be calculating, like, unit price and things like that. We can, like, talk about how to do everything. You should have my email, obviously, and my phone number and stuff like that. So. Cool. I move to approve Microbiology Club for the operation tier at amount of $137.54.
Is there a second? Commissioner Gomez. Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Wang.
This is actually more than what you guys requested for.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but but it's fine because you have $1,000 free, so
yeah.
Just, yeah.
Is there any more discussion on the motion? Seeing none, move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations. Please see Jared before you get out. Finally, we'll move into AIGAUNR.
Yes.
Can we get your names and position in the organization?
Who's the president?
I'm Shailene. I'm the president.
I'm the treasurer, Ernie Pike.
Pleasure.
Sorry, I was late. I was at the Young Democrats and then the Senate.
No problem.
Okay, sorry.
Can you tell us a little bit about the application?
Well, we're a graphic design group. It just started here. Michelle McCaw is the advisor, and she is instituting a whole graphic design program at UNR. I'd like to have it Truckee Meadows only better.
Fantastic. Who reviewed this application? Commissioner Wayne.
So I emailed you guys back yesterday after an hour of you guys emailing me, and I did not get a response. So I said to please let me know tonight, which was last night. Your Rick's bid is not sufficient because it's a Word document.
I resent a PDF.
I did not get anything unless you sent it to...
I sent it to Commissioner Wang.
Okay, well, which email would it come from?
Yeah, epike@nevada.unr.edu. I actually have a hard copy here. I mean, it's old-fashioned, but...
Yeah, I didn't get anything. You emailed me at 6:47 p.m. last night. And
correct,
but
then I did it this morning. I emailed you.
Yeah, and I didn't get
that. That's right. You said you have the hard copy with
can
you?
I
think I do. I can look.
If you wouldn't mind. And if not, can you show us the email?
Is it a Rick's?
Yes.
The Rick's thing, yeah? Yeah, I've got it.
Take your time.
Okay. don't know if that's a PDF. I went into Word and then converted it.
Yeah. So was this sent to you from them? Like,
yes.
Did they email you this?
Well, first they sent us the menu. Then we told them what we wanted. And I kind of negotiated with the guy. He was real cooperative. You guys should use him. He's cool. Dave. No, seriously. He's only been open 6 weeks. He wants the business. And I think the clubs could use, you know, use him and... He could use you. Win-win.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So, so this was given to them as a Word document, not as a PDF.
And it was one of those things you can't edit. What's it called?
You can edit the Word document.
Read doc or...
No, it's a... You can edit this document.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, that's why I emailed you back saying that this isn't sufficient.
So it's really not.
Was it sent from them?
I'm sorry?
They sent you the Word document?
They sent me the Word document,
mm-hmm.
And then she emailed me, and I said, okay. So I converted it to a PDF,
mm-hmm.
Save as, like that,
mm-hmm.
And I sent it back to her, but she didn't get it,
okay.
Obviously.
Yeah. And I also said to screenshot me the email, too.
I don't know how to do that.
All right, it's fine. Okay, so just, like, for including everybody on this, so they sent me a Word document of this invoice that I'm going to be passing down. And it was a Word document of it. So what I emailed them stating was that I said, are you deciding not to go through Little Caesars then? The risk bid has to be a PDF as the Word document can be modified. Typically, an email with an invoice, parentheses, in PDF format would be preferred. However, you can convert the Word document to a PDF if that is the way that Rick emailed you their bid. So are we all good with moving forward with Rick's bid?
Yeah, I apologize. Maybe it was a technical difficulty on my part. At least I didn't use the U.S. mail, you know.
Are you guys okay with proceeding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Commissioner Gomez.
Are you an undergraduate here at the university?
Yes, I. Well, you know, I was here 30 years ago. Metallurgical engineering major. And I came back as a junior, now I'm an art major, and I'm just kind of reinventing myself. I've been a chiropractor for 40 years, so lifelong learning, as Confucius would say.
Right on.
So,
yeah.
So, yes,
to
answer
that.
Your question.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I was overshadowed.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thank you.
I need it back. So, can I just get a real consensus? Everyone's okay with this?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. This is last.
Proceed.
Okay.
I can rescind that.
No, that's not. It's okay. That's not the issue.
Okay.
I just mean.
What's the issue?
I don't know which supporting documents they have for things anymore because it all kind of got jumbled. Also, I know this is your first time filling out the app, so great job on what you've done so far, especially for your first time. Just like as a reference, if you go to where you submitted the application, there is you can see an example of a supporting document on there of like how it should be laid out.
The Excel one.
Yeah, so ideally how you would have it laid out is that they would go in order of how you put them on your Excel sheet. So
yeah, I should have redone the Excel sheet is what I should have done.
Or have done the Word document. Yeah, either way. So you would start with like food items and you list all of them and then
okay.
You list all the non-food or whichever way. It's just like easier processing.
Correct. I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's totally fine.
It's
a
learning experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
So
we all do it.
Just for future reference, it's obviously fine now with this. Okay. So okay. If it's item is like this,
mm-hmm.
Does it matter? Can I just do it as one line? Or do I have to split them up like different types of things?
For accounting's sake, I would split it up.
Okay. I move to change food item line 1 to a unit price of 10. Food item line 2 to a quantity of 3 at a unit price of 10. Food item line 3 to an item name of veggie pizza, quantity 2, unit price 10. And item name, or food item line, food item line 4 to a item name of chicken pizza, quantity 2, unit price 10. And then add food item line 12, item name combo pizza, quantity 2, unit price 10, and add food item line 13, item name salad. Can I split the salad? Okay, item name Caesar salad, unit price 1, quantity 1, sorry, unit price 10. Add food item line 14, item name house salad, quantity 1, unit price 10. Add food item line 15, cheese, bread, appetizers, quantity 3, unit price 8, and and change food item line 7 to a unit to a quantity of it's 2 for $3. Is that always going to be a deal? Let's assume not. Okay. To a quantity of 2 to a unit price of $1.99. Change food item line 8 to item name Sunkist Soda. Quantity 2, unit price $1.99. And change food item line 9 to an item name of A&W Root Bear. Quantity of 2 at a unit price of $1.99 by unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Wett.
I move to approve AIGA UNR for their operations application in amount of $222.11.
Seconded by Commissioner Hickman. Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Raquel.
They don't have the scoring document for non-food on line 3.
Commissioner Wang.
It's on the... Is it not? Is that live? It should be on... Is that on their Rayleigh thing?
No.
It's on the first PDF you got. The very first PDF.
Yeah, it's right here.
Stipulate that we have to do better next
time. So just make sure that like the it has like a maybe suggest part of the screenshot, and like I mean it's good because you didn't have the actual like napkins as a PDF. You just had it as like the tiny. So you kind of got lucky on the maybe suggest to have the napkins, but ideally it would look one up. So like if you could just crop that out to like avoid confusion and things like that, that would be good. And then, normally if you don't hear back from one of us, just like resend us something. Normally, it, like at least I personally would be like, okay, got it, or like thanks or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Confirmation.
Yeah.
Okay. But for your first time.
But yeah, you did great for the first time.
No. It's okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Is there any more discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I'll move to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Against? Abstention?
Motion carries.
Congratulations. Please
thank
share it before you head out.
We won't starve.
All right.
We will now move into agenda item 6. Do you guys have anything on your projects? Okay. Commissioner Gomez?
Oh, I had a question.
Yes, sir.
Do we not have anything for the funding manual or funding policy manual?
We're going to wait
until
Jared.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
just
cool. Okay. Commissioner Hickman?
Oh, just the email?
Just a quick thing that I kind of want to add in as a sub-part to my SAS change is I found that the club renewal process, how it's outlined, is not the same in the SAS and the procedures manual and the CSE website. So I'm going to kind of tackle that with everything. But it doesn't, I don't think it needs to be a new agenda item, but just an update. And I started emailing about Green Club.
We will move into agenda item 8. Oh, no, never mind.
I also wanted to start a new project.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just skip that? Or are we all just
solid? Projects department.
Okay,
The proposition of new projects or department.
So, kind of coming up with what Brooks said, how we still have operations applications kind of interspersed in the applications that you sent out as stuff that we don't need to go over again.
Absolutely.
I was wanting to do an audit of all the processes that we have for clubs. So including what Katie said with the renewal process, but going at it at a different aspect of where how easy is it for a club to understand all this stuff. And so I know I kind of sent you and Jared an email just recently, don't worry.
Okay.
And what I just wanted to do was seeing if it's just an aesthetic change that we could do to the website, because you know how on our funding funding page of the Get Funding website,
the important funding information.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We literally have 5 links there, but they only need to know 3 mainly. And if they weren't so grouped together, we could literally have a list saying if you want to apply for funding, here's 1, 2, and 3, just to make it easier.
One click link type deal.
Yeah, yeah. And so that was gonna go along with what your project is with the FAQs.
Mm-hmm.
The majority will probably just be links through your FAQs, pretty much. And so I kind of just wanted to put that out as a new project of how can we make getting funding, getting ASUN resources easier for clubs. So, kind of a processes audit.
Processes.
Yeah.
Short term?
Sure.
Any more? All right, we'll move into agenda item 8, report of the assistant director of clubs and orgs. We had a meeting on Thursday to approve stuff at 7:30, so please be here. It won't be very long. Jared will be back. Please have your apps reviewed by November 9th and send me a no list, as well as if there was any duplicates with the operations, please send me a list so I know not to agendize them. And keep an eye out for the funding hearing agenda. I might be reaching out to you guys to determine our times and when we'll be doing that, and that's it. My report. We'll move into agenda item 9, report of the commissioners. Does anyone have anything to report? No? Oh, Commissioner Gomez.
Hi.
Hello.
His name is Alan Johnson. He is a part of UNR Gear Up. he was contacting me to see if we could get people to go to this panel for high school, middle school students, kind of just to see a day in the life. I just sent this email out 2 hours ago.
Who's it from?
Alan Johnson. And it's going to be January 4th, I believe. So it's during winter break, but he was kind of just seeing who would be available at that time. Commissioner Hickman already emailed me back, so I appreciate it. So did Commissioner McNeil and Wang. So I appreciate that, but I just want to put that out there because that would be a great way to get exposure for the clubs and orgs department. I know that the executive board for ASUN has also been reached out to, and they responded as well. So I just want to put that out there. But while we're here, is anyone going to be here around like the first week of January who would like to talk?
Wait.
It's literally just 30 minutes. It's from like 9:50 to like 10:20.
No,
so if you can't tell me now, look at your schedules later and then email me back, and that would be really appreciated. Other than that, I've just been emailing inactive clubs.
Fantastic.
Solid.
Are you going to email me the clubs that emailed you to deactivate?
Yeah, I need to forward you those.
Perfect, thank you.
Fantastic. Moving to agenda item 10, approval of minutes. We have the minutes from October 24th. If you guys want to pass those down. I am seeking a motion to approve the minutes from October 24th, 2017. Commissioner Adams.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner McNeil. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay, we'll move into agenda item 11, remarks.
This is the greatest
meeting
ever.
In Senate, in the remarks, they fine people. It's very interesting.
They what?
They fine
Talk.
People.
Fine?
Old Senate
okay. Fines people, but it'd be interesting if we did that.
Let's not.
Okay. Next time.
Any more room? Oh, Commissioner Gomez.
Wait, can you elaborate on that?
We can do that after.
After, cool. Solid.
Any more remarks? Commissioner Rontel.
Could you add the amount? Like, if you submit, like, operations funding, could you add the amount of how much the application is at, just because it's easier to find? I mean, I look for amounts instead of, like...
Oh, in the... When I send you
yeah,
emails?
Emails?
Oh, yeah, no worries, for sure. I figured you guys would look at the agendas, because it's all on the agenda. So, if you would really like that...
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
I know it's kind of passive-aggressive,
yeah,
but it's on the agenda. The amount, because I send you guys your list. Commissioner Gomez.
However, I do have to say, you give us the numbers, but we don't even know the names and, like, the amounts for the applications. And
no, I don't. For weekly operations meetings?
Oh, no. Never mind.
I give you the notes.
I tried.
All right. Any more remarks?
No.
We'll move into agenda item 12, staff reports.
All right, guys, let's see those numbers. Wow.
Commissioner Hickman.
I've broken up into my, like, coalitions, and I emailed all of the pending Greenpeace clubs, and one person responded to me and said that they have 12 people on their guild calls, and that's their only, like, thing holding.
Actually, this is important for you. So FSL has their own process with the membership, too. So, like, Megan has to go in on her side and, like, literally approve members. So I won't get to see them until they do. So that's my issue with Greek Life. But you can forward me that email, and we'll just double-check.
Commissioner Adams.
Just going off that, I was in a meeting with Megan Pepper, and she was saying about how some clubs in the multicultural fraternity, like MGC, they don't qualify for AS1 recognition. And I had no idea what that was, and I wanted to talk to her, but then she left right after the meeting ended, and I couldn't ask her about that. So,
yeah,
where is her office? Or where?
She's in Clark. I can give you, or you can just look up her contact info in the directory. But yeah, let's follow up on that. That's weird.
Yeah.
Commissioner Gomez.
I've only had one club respond to me, and it turns out the club that Jared's a part of. So,
I'll count it.
Do I need to tell you it? Because you already got
inactive,
the email.
Sorry.
No,
it's
Jen.
Next
Jen.
Oh, Jen. Jeez,
that's
fine. Thank you.
Commissioner
Raquel. Nevada Club Golf should be done.
Sick.
With their thing. Nevada Boxing, I just went through with them with the whole process today. They said they have an advisor, but I noticed on the Dropbox it said, like, sent. But I don't know if it got approved yet. I have an email if you want to.
Yeah, send it to me tomorrow.
Okay.
Or now, and I'll get it tomorrow. I know how you guys work. That works.
Any more?
Numbers?
Of your staff report?
Yeah, so don't say I don't do anything for you guys. The funding fall two hearing was set for WRB 3004, which is a great class for a funding hearing is synonymous with butt. So I was calling around, and we got LLC 114 as well. So both of them are reserved for now. I just want to check with you guys which ones you'd rather have, since it's your call. So Friday is in the Joe, like 324 over there, but Saturday could be LLC or the Raggio 3004.
What are the hours on that? For Friday and Saturday?
Friday is 5 to 9, I believe, and Saturday is set for 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. So,
Commissioner.
Just based on the number of acts we had, I feel like our funding hearing is not going to be very long this time.
It will not be. We
just do one day?
Potentially. We'll talk about that after that, and then we'll figure that out, and I'll let you guys know what we're going
to
do.
But to answer your question, as long as I get an outlet out.
Commissioner Wang.
I chose the LLC. I was with him, so I don't know.
I got one vote done.
Commissioner Adams.
Can we vote by way of secret ballot?
We don't need to vote on this.
But at least the quickest.
I mean, I can make a decision.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was just being nice.
I think WRB.
Okay. Commissioner Gomez.
Are they both set up the same way?
No,
they're not set up either way.
We did. Remember, we did summer in WRB.
LLC.
I have a quick question. Is there anything we can? So Friday we're 5 to 9. Can we possibly get earlier?
Can
you look into that?
I'm not sure. I can call the Joe tomorrow, but
yeah. Can you and let me know? That would be fantastic.
What times are you thinking? 4 to 8, or
maybe like
3 to 10.
2. Sometime after 2. Alright, I'm going to move back into agenda item 8 real quick, report of the assistant director. This is relevant to the interns. So, Chief of Staff Bradley emailed me. We're going to probably be putting together like this all-inclusive intern social. So I'll be meeting with her on probably Friday, and we'll keep you guys in the loop on that, and we'll go from there. It'll help you get acclimated with all the different departments and whatnot. The potential ideas are holiday party, ice skating, etc. I'll figure that out and I'll let you guys know. Commissioner,
will there be a whole like ASUN holiday party?
Not sure if that's a question I can answer. Commissioner,
if you want one, you have to ask Amy. Okay, I do have something though. So a club leader from 3 different clubs.
Is this under my report?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is this under your report?
Yeah, we're under my report now. Do you want to move into your report?
Oh, I thought we were in staff report.
No. We were in remarks.
We went back into my report.
Oh, okay. Can we go back to my report?
Yeah. Move back into agenda item 9. Commissioner Wayne.
Okay, so the club leader emailed us that they will be in marching band for the fall 2 funding dates. And this is the line that I want you guys to pay attention to, is that he realizes he has the option of sending a proxy, but he would prefer to be present at the meetings. Furthermore, people who I may select as a proxy are also in marching band and will have the same unavailability. Given that this is a university-approved absence, they would like to reschedule the funding hearing for a regular scheduled meeting. So this would be for 3 different clubs, and I'm pretty sure they have a couple of
applications,
yeah, for a club. So they wanted it scheduled for our next meeting, but we can't do that because our agenda's already up. But ideally, if you guys all consensually agree to that, they will be agendized for November 21st, which is my birthday.
Commissioner McGill.
Do they have the option to bring proxies that aren't in marching band?
Probably, but they just said that they would prefer that he would prefer to be present.
Non-club members?
No.
Well,
club
one
members
of
that are proxies that could come on.
So they're also one of the present is Nevada Trumpet Club, and I'm pretty sure everyone in Nevada Trumpet Club is part of marching band, because that also was an issue for Ivy Conference. Were they only able to show up because all of them happened to be around?
Okay.
They did.
Fisher Adams.
So for the Trumpet Club, I say, yeah, we can do a department meeting. The other ones, I say, find somebody and bring them to the meeting, so I don't want to,
makes a difference? You have to justify.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Also, with the Nevada Trumpet Club, with almost all the members being in marching band, yeah, but with the other clubs where it's just maybe like the executive board, then I'm like, well, then I mean, find somebody else.
Okay. Commissioner Gomez.
What are the other clubs?
Sober,
rock Climbing
rock.
Club and Silver State Climbing Team.
Then I suggest to tell, is it the president?
I mean,
he's the president and treasurer
of certain clubs, yeah.
So he's the treasurer of Silver State Climbing Team.
Have you written back to him about, like, options? Because in my
head, I'm asking you guys what you guys want to do.
I understand, as Commissioner Adams said, like, Trumpet Club. However, with Rock Climbing Club, like, he should be able to send a proxy and then have that proxy relay what happened to him.
Okay. Does everyone agree with that? Does everyone deny?
Commissioner, yeah.
I'm not trying to set precedent that if clubs have an event that day that they can just, like, email us, because these dates have been posted since the beginning of summer.
I mean, I feel like the marching band thing is, like, different because it's a university event, but I mean, if there are, but, like, rock climbing, these rock climbing clubs are independent, they have no
conflicting events?
Not conflicting, I'm trying to think of the word. They have
university.
No, I'm trying to think of the word. No, they have no credible tie to marching band, whereas like the Trumpet Club does have a credible tie to marching band. Or, so I think there's a difference.
Cool. Does anyone else?
So, do we have an opinion?
Commissioner Hickman?
I kind of agree with Brooke about like not sending
that. Okay.
Any more discussion on that?
Okay, cool.
Please reach out to them.
Yeah,
let
I got
them
it.
Know. Thank you. All right. Moving to agenda item 13, public comment. Commissioner Adams.
Can we end the meeting and then do SAE?
Yep.
Perfect.
Any more public comment? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 4, adjournment. I am seeking a motion to adjourn the meeting at 8:20 p.m. Commissioner Wang. Seconded by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against?